You know, I think 23% is it does seem kind of low, and really that's pretty much flat against what we saw last year. You know, this is a group of people that have, especially in the D.C. area, you know, the most valuable career asset, that being a security clearance. And, you know, the pool of candidates is so small, especially for some positions that require a higher-level clearance, you know, they have good job security. So I think that most people, you know, they can kind of say to themselves, even if my contract is lost or if funding is pulled away, that, you know, they're pretty secure in terms of finding other jobs.
Here are the two numbers that I thought that jumped out at me. 60%, nearly 60% of workers content with their jobs. That's got to be a lot higher than the private sector or even government workers who don't have clearances. And also, 58% are happy with their current salaries.
That's right. Yeah. You know, I think if you look at the numbers of the people that were actually happy with their wages, on average, their salaries were a little over $81,000, you know, which is well above.
Well, I can understand why then.
Exactly, exactly. I mean, this is, in general, a group of people that are well compensated. You know, depending on who you're talking to, there are other parts of compensation that include signing bonuses. You know, a lot of the people who take our survey are stationed in Iraq or Afghanistan, and often they have danger pay. And some tax benefits in terms of being stationed over there. So, you know, when you look at it, it's not too terribly surprising that that more than half of these folks are happy with their compensation.
Real quick, because we're almost out of time, are the numbers, the compensation numbers, when you consider all of that stuff put together, continuing to go up, or are wages kind of stagnant like the rest of the economy?
Well, you know, what we actually saw is that compensation for security cleared professionals dropped 4% from a little over 92,000 to 89,000 over the past year, and that includes cleared workers from all over the U.S. and abroad. But what's notable is not that compensation for these cleared professionals dropped 4%, but rather that it dropped, period. We've been producing this clearance job, security clearance salary survey since 2006. And it's the first time that compensation for cleared professionals actually dropped year over year.
There's a lot of interesting stuff in this report, Evan, and we'll link it up. In fact, it's already there at federalnewsradio.com/DoraBeck Insider, so people can find it anytime they want. Thanks for being on the program today.
My pleasure.